Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1179, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's start off with an easy round. The category, State of the Book. First question. The Help. The answer is Mississippi. The answer again was Mississippi. Second question. The Last Picture Show. The answer is Texas. The answer again was Texas. Third question. Washington Square. The answer is New York. The answer again was New York. Fourth question. Centennial by James Michener. The answer is Colorado. The answer again was Colorado. Fifth question. The Grapes of Wrath, Two States Please, where the story begins and ends. The answer is Oklahoma and California. The answer again was Oklahoma and California. And now for round two, the category, Tell. Remember, the category is Tell. First question. Although he may be legendary, William Tell is one of the best-known heroes of this nation. The answer is Switzerland. The answer again was Switzerland. Second question. This form of William is in the German title of Friedrich Schiller's play about Tell. The answer is Wilhelm. The answer again was Wilhelm. Third question. In the traditional William Tell story, this is the cause of death of the cruel governor Gessler. The answer is shot with an arrow. The answer again was shot with an arrow. Fourth question. It was Tell's response when Gessler asked what the extra arrow was for. The answer is to kill him if he missed with the first one. The answer again was to kill him if he missed with the first one. Fifth question. The overture to this Italian composer's opera about William Tell is used to speed things up. The answer is Rossini. The answer again was Rossini. Round three, the category, Guinness Animal Records. First question. The largest one ever made by birds was built by bald eagles and weighed over 6,700 pounds. The answer is a nest. The answer again was a nest. Second question. A Texas cat named Dusty must have been the cat's meow, as she had 420 of these. The answer is kittens. The answer again was kittens. Third question. Some of these arthropods have as many as 750 legs, not 1,000 as their name implies. The answer is a millipede. The answer again was a millipede. Fourth question. The Gaboon viper has the longest of any snake, nearly 2 inches. The answer is fangs. The answer again was fangs. Fifth question in this round. It's the slowest moving land mammal, and its name is a synonym for laziness. The answer is a sloth. The answer again was a sloth. Round four, let's start. The category, the New York Times style. First question. and NYTimes.com slideshow on this woman's style included the red and black number from election night 2008. The answer is Michelle Obama. The answer again was Michelle Obama. Second question. Disco hoops and other styles of extravagant, these suggest you are taking the party with you. The answer is earrings. The answer again was earrings. Third question. A blog post notes that Junya Watanabe's Spring 09 collection continues to rely on this basic type of working pants. The answer is jeans. The answer again was jeans. Fourth question. In May 2008, The Times reported on a more modest look in this wear, including boy shorts and halter tops. The answer is swimwear. The answer again was swimwear. Fifth question. The Times said this NY designer became a 7th Avenue original, using tights as a foundation for skirts and shirts. The answer is Donna Karan. The answer again was Donna Karan. Last round, the category, a success with brush. First question. In the story of painting, Sister Wendy says, he is much more than a painter of the fair and fat. The answer is Peter Paul Rubens. The answer again was Peter Paul Rubens. Second question. An early 1730s work by Canaletto shows this canal city's quay of the Piazzetta. The answer is Venice. The answer again was Venice. Third question. There are two versions of John Singleton Copley's Watson and the Sea Predator in U.S. galleries. The answer is the shark. The answer again was the shark. Fourth question. For your information, no, your 6-year-old could not make paintings just like this man's 1952 Convergence. The answer is Jackson Pollock. The answer again was Pollock. Fifth question. Victorine Meurent, his favorite model, is the nude in his Le Déjeuner sur l'Herbe. The answer is Edouard Manet. The answer again was Edouard Manet. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.